Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, for some reason this morning, I've been having some technical difficulties up on the show, trouble getting the show going, all this stuff. Finally got it going, but now I only have like a 15 minute show today. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do this show, this same show tomorrow. I'm gonna give you guys all the facts and everything on this case, on this guy, all this rigmarole, and we'll get it going. But here's the deal. Well, let me get through this stuff. Our show today has been brought to you by our sponsor. I still have to say our sponsor, right? Our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, and don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, as I was saying, but I hope you guys had a great weekend, and I see there are studio full of people, okay, and I'm sure there are people online listening, but again, been having some technical difficulties on Blog Talk Radio. Wasn't able to get into my studio this morning for technical reasons and all this rigmarole. So I only had a 15 minute show that I could do. I couldn't set it up for my regular hour or whatever. And all this jazz. So hopefully tomorrow, same place, same time, 10 o'clock a.m., we'll be able to jump on this subject. And hopefully you guys will come back tomorrow and listen to the show. But actually, this, you know, this guy from that drives for Uber, okay? You guys know about Uber. It's a fast-growing company that, you know, almost like a cab service, all right? But this guy that drives for Uber, 45 years old, and he wasn't killing his passengers. He was killing just unsuspecting people on the street. And I'm going to talk about some of those people, and they still don't know why he did it. He just went on a shooting spree, okay, for some reason. And he killed 6 people and actually critically wounded 2 others, all right? But they are the other 2 are suspected to live. Now, this guy never been in any kind of trouble with the police or anything like that, and you know, his neighbors and his family says that they don't know why he did it, okay? But one thing about it, his neighbor said that he would on occasion go out in the backyard and shoot his gun a few times, okay? And this happened in Michigan, Kalamazoo, Michigan. So I don't know what this guy's problem is or was when he did this. But, you know, it's just strange. It's sick when we hear about this kind of stuff happening in and around our country. And I don't think there's... And I don't know for sure. I don't keep up with other countries' crimes and murders and all this kind of stuff. But it seems to me that we're the only country that has this kind of human being on human being crime. I know other countries have murders and things like that, homicides and things like that. But I don't think these other countries have as many as we do. I just don't think so. That might be something I need to try to research to see if other countries have these kind of crimes happening all the time, every day. Every day. It seems like I'm sure that these things happen a lot in the United States. A lot of times we don't even hear about some of this stuff. And then it's things that we do hear about. Maybe those big cases where it's, you know, 20 people, 40 people, or something like that. Or like the guy went off in California, he and his wife that killed those people. I don't know. But that's something that I think I'm going to try to research and bring that information to you guys tomorrow to see if my hunch is right, okay? If my hunch is right about this stuff, because we're getting to the point where things are just getting really, really getting out of hand. And it's weird to say that because, you know, our kids are coming up into a society that's harsh like this. And I don't like it. I mean, when we were coming up, it was knives or something like that. Very rarely did you catch someone with a gun. If someone had a gun, it was taboo, right? But it was common for people to have a knife, you know, carry a knife. I mean, my dad used to carry a knife all the time. And but now people, kids, carrying guns all the time. Kids carrying guns all the time. And it's tough. And for your kids and my kids to grow up in this society is just scary on our part, okay? And you try to keep your kids away from certain people, away from certain things that cause them to follow them and do bad things. But if you teach your kids not to follow that crowd, not to get involved with certain people, then they probably won't. Okay? Then they probably won't. If you give them, if you put that fear into them where they won't do that, I believe that they, you know, they'll stray on the right road. Okay? Because you have so many kids, when they get to that fork in the road where they can do the right thing or follow their peers and do the wrong thing, so many kids take that right, the wrong thing. And they end up in, you know, hell of a lot of trouble, and it causes trouble for the parents and the whole family when it happens. Because you don't want to see your kids in jail. Family don't want to see the kids in jail. Grandma don't want to see the kids in jail. And grandma go crazy. Ah, you got to get that boy out of jail. You got to get that girl out of jail. I don't care. I'll help pay for it to get that boy out of jail. He don't deserve to be sitting down there. Well, hey, he got in trouble. He followed the wrong crowd. So it's, you know, it's tough. It's tough. But you have to try to teach your kids to do the right thing. Show them what the consequences are for not doing the right thing. I think that'll help a lot. And you know, that's the same thing I say about these police officers who are, you know, going around shooting people, killing people. If you show them the consequences of them killing people for no reason, I think all this police brutality and police violence will slow down, if not come to a halt. Okay? So that's the same thing we have to do for our kids. And again, guys, I'm sorry about this. Technical difficulties that I've had with the show this morning. I don't know what's going on. I couldn't get in touch with Blog Talk Radio this morning. Couldn't get into my studio. And then all of a sudden, 5 minutes before my show starts, I could get in the studio. But it only had me set up for a 15-minute show, which I have access to a two-hour show. And I don't know how that all worked out. But again, join me tomorrow as I do this. I'm going to do this show again. Same time, 10 o'clock a.m., and we'll do that, okay? So, again, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Have a great day.
Maybe we can fix it.
When did we go wrong?
Now won't you tell me what went wrong?